out of lockdown as we start to emerge. The Lord brought me to some familiar verses, familiar to me, familiar to all of us, I think, in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Allow me to read them. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. And all God's people said, Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we pray that we thank you that for your word. We thank you that it's just as alive today as it has ever been. Lord, for us today, help us to take this word on board and walk away from here knowing that we are still useful to you in many ways. And this is what you're calling us to do. You're calling us, Lord, not to conform to the pattern of the world, but to look to you for our provision, for our safety, for our security. So be with us, Lord, as we go through this word that you've given us this morning. In Jesus' name, Amen. When I was sort of thinking about these particular verses, I just thought, well, okay, what does it mean? And then my mind sort of started thinking about, it's more and more evident over the last 4 months, I think, of lockdown, that we live in a blame culture. If something goes wrong, we tend to, not we, as in us, but society tends to blame somebody else, don't we? You see, I've never actually heard a politician actually stand up and say, word never is a strong word, but I've never actually heard a politician say, do you know what, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry for what I've said. I'm sorry for the action I've taken because of the information I had. It was wrong, and I'm sorry for doing that. I've never actually heard anybody say that in the world of politics. It seems to be a case of deflecting the blame rather than sort of taking the blame on board, sort of deflecting the blame in another direction. And if it hits somebody else, then all well and good. Through the lockdown period, that we've heard opposition leaders in our own country blaming the government for not going into lockdown early enough. They've blamed them for not enough PPE for the national health and the frontline workers. Not enough help and support for those that are self-employed. A couple of my friends are self-employed and they've really found it a tough time. They've been blamed for not enough toilet rolls in supermarkets. What's that all about? How does that work? It's very strange when the first few weeks of lockdown, wasn't it? If you went into a supermarket, the shelves were clean, but absolutely no toilet rolls to be seen. And as we're coming out of lockdown now, there's not enough clear information of what we can and cannot do. Why are pubs allowed to open, for instance, and swimming pools are not allowed to open, etc., etc. Then the government, of course, in itself, are blaming other countries for not doing their bit early enough and putting us under pressure. Remember some stories coming out about Turkey. We're not delivering our PPE quick enough, and that was causing issues over here. And the circle of blame keeps going round and round and round, doesn't it? Until it comes back to the starting point. I've got to get used to this face mask. Sorry if I keep bashing the microphone. So, knew about this pandemic would happen. Well, God knew. He was the only one that could ever know that it was going to happen. And as we said earlier, He is all-knowing and all-seeing. So, why share these verses this morning? Well, we've been in a lockdown situation for at least 17 weeks, give or take, which is about 119 days. And according to counsellors and behavioural therapists, it takes 40 days to formulate and develop a new habit before it comes natural to us. And if we've been in lockdown for 119 days, then we've had more than enough time to develop a new habit, or to let our good habits that we had before slip. Some of our thinking might be that we've learnt a new instrument, we've learnt how to talk a new language, perhaps we've not picked up our Bible enough. But remembering what God requires of us as Christians is important. Please don't mishear me. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody. If you haven't deepened your relationship with the Lord through this lockdown, then I'm not pointing the finger. What I'm saying is that some of us have enjoyed the lockdown. Our good friend Barbara Chambers, who lives just up the road, she's enjoyed the lockdown because she enjoys her own company. She enjoys spending time with God. So her relationship has gone deeper. Some of us, our relationship may not be as deep as we would like. Perhaps we've been a little bit more relaxed with our relationship with Him. But wherever you sit in your relationship with God, I believe today He is reminding us that He is still in control. That He is still in control. And that's important for us to take away this morning. That He is still in control of His world. And what He wants from us is our focus and our belief that He is God. He wants our focus and our belief that He is God. It is our act of worship that we present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. You see, if you look in the Old Testament, the sacrifices that were made then, they were all dead sacrifices. But we are living sacrifices for Christ. As the Holy Spirit lives in us to do God's work, we are living sacrifices to do God's work. Maybe, and this applies to me as much as anybody else, maybe we need to reevaluate where we're at with Christ. Maybe we need to just reevaluate of where's our position, where am I sitting with God today? If that's you, and that's the way you're feeling, then be encouraged. Be encouraged because God is saying, I'm here. I'm here with you this morning. All you've got to do is ask. But as we give our bodies in a living sacrifice, as living sacrifices, we need to give our minds. You see, the world wants to take our minds and fill it with garbage. The world wants to take it, fill it, our minds with garbage, with pictures that we don't need to be seeing, with fake news, with all kinds of stuff that is not good for us. The world has given us pressure from outside. But the Holy Spirit wants to change our minds and release the power within. The Holy Spirit lives within us, and the Holy Spirit wants to release that power within us. If the world controls our thinking, then we are a conformer. If God controls our thinking, we're a transformer. And I don't mean a robot. God will transform our minds by his word and by his power to make us more spiritually in tune with him to complete his work. He also wants our will. Our minds control our body, and our will controls our mind. The only way to be a victorious Christian is to surrender our will to God so he can use his power to transform us through the Holy Spirit. To achieve the things that he wants us to do. That's what he wants. He wants us to surrender our will. And the only way we can do that is through prayer and through reading his word. Not my will, Lord, but yours. So let's just take a little bit of time, shall we, just to see and sit quietly before God right now. Give thanks that we are back together in a small group as we are. Give thanks that we are still free in this country to worship our living God and to speak it out. But also ask the Lord, what's next? What's next for me? What's next for us as we move forward? Let's pray. Word, we thank you, Lord, that you come to us this morning and you speak to us in straight language. Father, we pray that you would open our hearts to the things that we need to change in our own lives. Maybe some habits that we've developed that are not as healthy for us as we first thought through lockdown. Help us, Lord, to leave the stress that we've been through at the foot of the cross. And help us, Lord, to think, just to think more clearly that you would be the first person that we contact when we need support. When we need help, that we wouldn't look to our coping mechanisms, but we would look to you. Be with us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.